Damn it.
KPP-Mobile-51.
WADOK, Tosh.
This is A6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee on statewide 1.
KPP-Mobile-1, statewide 5.
CQ from WAPIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
WAPIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
Waterford, Michigan. How are you doing? N8KPP.
Is it N8, November 8, Kilo Bravo? Bravo. The name is Greg, Golf, Romeo Echo Golf. Call sign is Whiskey 8, Victor India Julie. You still there?
Yeah, from November 8, Kilo Papa, Papa. I'm from Pawpaw, so, but I'm not in Pawpaw. I moved east side of the state probably 20 years ago, but still I have a lot of family that lives over there, and I heard your call, so I figured I'd say hi.
Yeah, I didn't catch the QTH there, sorry, and I must have, I probably have to update my database because you're not in my database here. It's been a while. I just didn't see much activity, you know, people getting on DMR. And I didn't catch your name. I apologize because I was looking at my screen. So anyway, I'm located in Waterford, Michigan, about 7 miles west of Pontiac and about 35 miles northwest of Detroit. Over.
Very good. I thought you said another town in Michigan. That's why I came in. So no, I'm in New Baltimore, November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa. So I thought you were on the west side of the state. You confused the towns. So that was my fault. So, anyways, here's somebody on DMR that you're programming a VOIP phone for the grandkids, and I heard somebody say something on DMR, so I figured I'd say hi.
Yeah, what is your name, please? I didn't catch the name. I apologize if you mentioned it already.
Wally. Whiskey, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Yankee.
Okay, Wally. Hey, that's great. Yeah, New Baltimore. Well, you're sounding good. The radio sounds nice, and you're probably the first contact I've had, and I can't remember. It just there doesn't seem to be much activity on these repeaters, but I don't know if it's the time of day or what, but I get on. Generally, we'll call CQ, which means calling any station, because I don't hear activity, so I thought I'd call it to see if I could bring somebody up. I really appreciate Wally coming back to me because it's been a long time since I've been on this frequency. And I get on statewide too. These are good. This has good coverage too, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but I just don't. Can't seem to bring anybody up. It's not like it was several years ago, but I'm not surprised. You know, the repeaters in my area have declined. Activity has declined greatly, but anyway, that's another subject. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know one of the gentlemen that run this, and he's doing his part to try to keep it alive, so and it's got quite an infrastructure to it, and you ever looked on the MI5 website, they've got all sorts of these things interlinked together, so I think it'll come back. I really do. I think there's a lot going on in the background with all this interconnectivity and everything else like that. So I do think it's going to come back. So, but I do like the sound quality of DMR. You cannot complain of that at all. And the radio here, it's a Motorola XPR 5550. I got it programmed into the handyams, and I'm very impressed with the sound quality, both transmitting and receiving on this radio.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to pause here to see if somebody wanted to come in. XPR 5550, I own one. I have one on the base. I'm on a TYT. TYT. What is this thing? MD3A TYT. It's Hytera. No, it is Hytera. See, I can tell you, I haven't really been paying much attention to this radio, but I'm sitting in my garage talking to Novi Repeater, and well, your words are very encouraging, and I'm patient. I think you're right about I know several of the people here that maintain this system, and I got to tell you, they're the best. They're the best in this state. I don't know any other states. I think there was a repeater in Detroit that was connected to Southeast Florida that was really nice, but they're having internet issues, and it just it's not being maintained, and there's a big difference between, you know, that privately owned repeater and this this WHCMN network. These guys do a great job. Over.
Yeah, I know. They're working on building another node. I think it's still kind of a secret, but it won't affect you any, but it might affect me. So, but they are working on it, so hopefully that will happen here before the snow flies, and we'll go that. But, yeah, it takes a lot because, you know, everybody volunteers all their time. Everybody, has to get, the timing has to be just right, and you have to get all the right people at the same place in order to do any growth or even repairs. So I think a lot of that, I think, you know, ham has become passé, sort of, and some of them in that are, sometimes they're a little bit brutal, you know, and so that tends to turn people off, too. So, hopefully this thing fixes itself and rights itself, and then I think it'll come back, because it is relatively easy to get a ham license, and I don't know if you ever listened to GMRS, but that's just become overwhelmed, because that's a real easy license to get. You know, it's $15 and a piece of paper or something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, fine business. This is WATIJ. Very good. Yeah, I don't own a GMRS, but I know a couple of people that do, and this one guy here locally has a repeater. I think he has plans of getting it up a little higher, but personally, I don't have any interest in it. I became an amateur radio operator back in 1997, and that's where I'm at. But from what I understand, yeah, it has become overwhelming, I guess, a lot of usage. But the guy that I was talking about, he told me it's just a different class. I don't know. I don't want to call it class, but a different group of people that get on there. It's not like amateur radio. You know, I thought maybe anything it would be something similar, but I guess I'm wrong. But anyway, no, I don't have any interest in that. My investments have been in amateur radio. And I'll tell you what, I'll give the WACMN network system AAA rating, and they deserve that. But we have other repeaters here that are connected to the analog system, too, here, so which is kind of nice. Sometimes they're taken out during weather events. You know, they have to use those frequencies, but for the most part, they have extended a range, which I appreciate. And I think they've the same. One of the repeaters here in the area has extended the range to Romeo, Michigan. But again, there's not a lot of people on. I can't say they're not listening, but they're not transmitting. I'll get on from time to time and go through the frequencies. See if I can bring somebody up. But that's my take on it. Do you have GMRS, Wally? Over.
Yeah, I do. Hold on. Sorry about that. Somebody was at the door. Yeah, I do. And, the 550 does it easily, so that's why I have it. You know, and it's accepted to go anywhere. So I think it's the only radio that can go anywhere legally. And I do listen. I do talk once in a while. But it's not as bad as CB, but I think it's like one step, you know, down from there. There are a lot more professional people, I do believe, on here, a lot more people that care, you know, things of that nature. So, okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to talk to you a little bit later, and I'm going to finish programming up this phone for the kids. So, Greg, nice meeting you, and I always listen here. So, anytime you want to chat on DMR and try to keep it alive, throw your call up. I'll answer. I'll throw mine out to occasionally more. N-8-K-B-B.
Okay, Wally, again, I appreciate you coming back to me, and I'll definitely keep that in mind. I got to update this database here. It's been a while. I do have a database that is, what is it called? Linux controlled on a Windows system. It really works pretty good, so I need to get on there and update. It's been a while. I kind of like gave up on it after a while because it didn't seem to be increasing in number. But anyway, I can see that it has. So I'll let you go. Thanks again, and look forward to maybe the next time This is W8VIK Waterford, Michigan, where there's lots of lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams. Over.
Yeah, and this is New Baltimore, where we got one big bay with a whole bunch of people that shouldn't be driving boats. Talk to you later, NAKPP.
Yeah, we got the same situation here in on some of the lakes, but that's why the sheriffs patrol them. 73W8VIJ.
November 8, Hotel Lima, November, for a radio check.
Go ahead. This is W8VIJ. My name is Greg. Golf Romeo Echo Golf, located in Waterford, Michigan. Was there a station on here asking for radio check W8VIJ?
Station in the Gross Point area. Can you copy me? VIJ, cannot hear you.
Yeah, this is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. Are you on Statewide 1? Because I just about gave up on the frequency and I was going to move, but I wasn't sure if I was receiving. I figured I was receiving something here. Go ahead. Again, this is Greg, W8VIJ, Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Julia.
Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Julia, November 8, Hotel Lima, November. Copy?
Yeah, I think my screen came up, Mike. Yes, I do copy you. Was there another station out there? I'm going to pause for a minute here, or for a second here, and see if there was another station. I thought it was Gross Point. Over.
That was me, Gross Point Park, Michigan, November 8, Hotel Lima, November.
Okay, Mike. I think it's the same station. Got to look at my screen here. I think I was talking to the last Wally. I got to update my database, which I haven't done in a while. So, yeah, if I copy you, full quieting, Mike, go ahead. Nice to meet you.
Greg, fine business. Yeah, I heard, like I said, I heard you guys in there, and I haven't been on here very often myself. I do monitor a few of the DMR channels and heard something going on here, so I thought I'd jump in and just see how I sounded.
Keep it up, Studier.
Hey, go ahead. I got it's WHCMN something call sign here, but go ahead, station. Oh, go ahead. W8VIJ.
I'm calling through the analog patch, Greg. Mike, I was looking back at the sea bridge just when you tried to start talking to Greg here. You were using Talk Group 51 I'm assuming, I got to look a little farther. You might have been on the wrong time slot now that I'm looking here. Go ahead and pick it up, Mike. I'm going to do a little bit more looking here.
Yeah, WBHCNN, I got you here. I could be on the wrong time slot. I know that I'm on 51. And like I said, I don't use it very often. So basically, I'm still a heel type. Go ahead.
Go ahead and pick it up, Greg. I'm doing looking here.
Yes, I think it's Jeff. My memory is correct. And sometimes that thing gets stuck and I have to think. Not as fast as some of these supercomputers, but he is coming in on my HT, on this HT here, his name and everything, and I think Central Emergency Management or whatever it is you guys are on, a WACMN network system's coming up on this screen. So I don't know if that's going to be any help to you or what, but anyway, back to you, Mike. It's good to hear somebody on here, and I was watching a YouTube video a few days ago. There's a fellow that he does some reviews, and he was talking about the lack of people are reporting the lack of repeater usage. I don't know if it's across the country or what, but it's always good to get on, even though you don't hear anybody, call and see if somebody's listening. That's one way that people can generate conversation. And not to get discouraged, just keep calling periodically. And like I did, during the week it seems to be less because I think there's more work people working. Now, Jeff, if you're there, you need to pick up. Go ahead. If not, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on there, but it says channel 2, so I'm not sure. I'm a little confused. I guess I don't know. I'll have to ask, see if Fred's around, but I don't know why I come up with an issue. Unknown truck group. It says you were on, you might have been on time. Huh. I'm stumped. I think you might have been on time slot 2, or it's either that or you're using one of them Chinese radios. You need to upgrade the firmware. We had a lot of problems in the past with the firmware being goofed up, so I don't know what to say. But looking back in the Seabridge, I had just caught it when you guys started talking, so that's why I jumped in here to see if I could, what's right here? I'm stumped. Go ahead and pick it up, Mike.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much. WHCNN and HLN. Yeah, I thought everything basically was on time slot 2, so that's what I got this thing set for. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but I definitely think that I'm on time slot 2. I don't know. Like I said, is that correct? Is everything basically on time slot 2 in the MI-8 protocol?
Okay, MI-8 is GMRS, so you gotta just let you know that, you know, people get confused with that too. MI-5. No. So Talk Group 51 is on time slot 1. Talk Group 52 is on time slot 2. So you gotta nod and even if you think about it that way. And it was when you first started 1642 is when it come up not right, so I'm not sure what it was, but yeah, time slot 1, talk group 51, time slot 2, talk group 52. Go ahead, pick it up, Greg. I'm not sure where Greg went. Go ahead, pick it up, Mike. KBSWR.
Okay, Greg. And, Jeff, thanks for the information, the basic idea there. I will go through and make sure my code plug is 51 TS1 and 52 TS2 and follow that pattern. So, very good. Well, gentlemen, thanks for the KISO. I'm going to jump out of here. Just wanted to make sure we were getting in. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've been on here for a while. So, Wally, go ahead and, or Jeff, I'm sorry. Jeff, go ahead and take it to WHCNN with W8VIJ. Greg, pleasure meeting you both. This is NHLN. We'll be clear after the finals.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds like you pretty much got it. The only other thing I can offer is, you know, make sure your firmware date and talker alias is turned off, which you have it turned off, but them are the key points to getting on the MI-5 system, so welcome back to DMR, and Greg, I'm going to be clear on your final, because I got to get to, so go ahead and pick it up, WAVIJKBSWR.
Okay, Mike, Jeff, good talking to you, as always, and hope that's in the WHCMN network system is doing fine as well. Take care, 7-3, this is W8BIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
Yep, oh, I forgot to mention, Mike, MI5.cc It's got all that information on it, too. It's my 5.cc. KBSW.
73, thanks. 73, thanks.